I am truly thankful for the opportunity to be in the house of the Lord tonight, for all that He's blessed me with. If you'd like to read with us in 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and reading the 15th verse. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Now, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. And then if you'll turn to Romans, the 6th chapter, in the 23rd verse. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, it's not saying gifts, it's gift. And here, unspeakable gift. And you know, I'll have to say, that's about the best way you can describe the gift of God. It's unspeakable. You just, what words can you say that can help somebody understand what God has given unto man? You know, salvation come through God giving His Son to bring us life, to bring us eternal life. And, you know, if you could get people to truly understand about the gift of God, not that it's something we can earn, but it is an unspeakable gift. It is something that once you experience salvation, it's something you're not able to explain to somebody. It's something you're not able to put a price on. It's something that you realize you did not obtain because of anything that you did. It's something that you can tell somebody all day how wonderful you feel, how great it is, and yet when you talk from the time you got up till you went to bed, you still feel like that you left something out, that there was something more that needed to be said. Why? Because you just can't express what the feeling was. You can't express how good it was to know that your sin has been forgiven. You can't express to somebody how wonderful it is to know that you're in the family of God. To know that you got one that promised you that He was sitting on the right. Everything here is nothing compared to what God has done for me and for you and what He's given us. You know, I was listening to the news this week, and they was talking about these politicians and the men that raise money for them. They call them bundlers, because they get a whole bunch of other people together and they have some kind of a dinner or whatever, and they raise a lot of money. And it was talking about how that they owed these people after they were elected. And because of it, they would put them in ambassadors and stuff to different countries around the world. Why? To try and pay them back just because that they raised some money for that. But me and you, God did so much more than anything on that nature run. How on earth can we ever pay for what God did for us, for what He brought right into our heart, for the gift that He gave unto us with no strength to tell? Nothing that we could do to pay, man. It was a gift from God.
we had tried to do that day. Not to pay him back, just to show him that we loved him and appreciated him. You know, have you ever got on your knees and thanked God for something and just felt like all the words that you had was so inadequate? When you say, "I thank you," does that cover what he's done? When you say, "I love you," does that cover enough or express what you feel? I don't know what words to use. That's why I say, God, he said, he knows the intent of my heart. That I'm not able to express because my mind, my heart is not able to put in the word. I get on my knees and begin to pray and talk to God. He knows even that I'm not able to express why. He loves me so much. He knows even the feeling, even the fire of my heart, everything there is about me. He knows when I say I love you, whether I really mean it or not. And whether we're sincere, then that unspeakable gift that God has made possible for each and every one of us to have part of, you know, it don't diminish it for anybody else. You know, as Randy was talking about being, getting right with God and being saved, you know, the wonderful part about that, we don't have to be one bit jealous with it, because the more people that we get to come and accept God, the bigger the blessing it is for us. It don't diminish our inheritance one bit. It just makes it grow, doesn't it? It don't diminish our blessings one bit. God's storehouse is, it's fuller today than it's ever been, if there is such a thing, because there's less people tapped in to the power of God than there ever has been. There's less people that truly wants to know God today than there ever has been. And because of that, you and I, when we come before God, we know beyond the shadow of any doubt, God's there listening unto us and able to do whatever we ask. Why? To prove to all the world that He's still God. He stands ready. And you know, as we was reading that, unspeakable gift. You and I, when you come to the Lord and make peace with God, and you got up from the altar, you know, I've asked a lot of people, do you feel like God forgives you? And I've heard people say, yeah. And then I've heard people say, oh yeah. Or to say it with a feeling that you knew beyond a shadow of any doubt, they got the prayer answered. You and I today, God stands ready to give us that we know beyond a shadow of any doubt. God stands ready to let us experience that unspeakable gift. And you know, to be forgiven, you can go and if you've done somebody wrong and ask them to forgive you, and they may say, I forgive you. But you can't be sure that they did. They may hug your neck and say, I forgive you. And the next day or a week or so later be warning somebody else, be careful about that person because they did me wrong. Well, if they really forgive you, are they going to be doing that? You and I today, when we go on our knees before God, and we ask God to forgive us of something, He lets us know right then that we're forgiven. Why? That Holy Spirit, that communication between us and God changes at the moment forgiveness comes in. And, you know, it is. It's just like that warm, comfortable friend that you can confess or talk to about anything. God is more than that. You and I, we can talk to Him about anything because He already knows about it anyway. So you and I, when we've got a problem, you know, you can run into a problem and God can show you the answer. Just like what I was talking about over the weekend, the problem I was having out here at the sink. I don't know why I didn't notice it. I took it back apart and the face on some of that was not made right. When I got to really looking at it, I could see the where they had seamed it together, those seams, it had grooves in it that was open, and it wasn't letting it seal. It took me really looking close at it, and I see that. So I went and just bought other parts, and I'm going to put it together, and then I'll get all of these back and take them back. But me and you, a lot of times we look at our life. We don't look at it close enough to see why things ain't sitting together the way that they should. But God's got good eyesight, and He can see it. He can reveal me and you just why things ain't sitting together the way that they should. And up on our knees, God can work me and you to where we fit right into His plan just perfect. We fit just perfect. That's part of that gift of God. You know, I love that little sign. I'm no junk. God's not done working on me or something. I forget exactly how it goes. But, you know, you and I don't care how long we've been a Christian, God's not done working with us. Why? Because I'm the oldest one here, and He's continuing showing me things that I need to do different. Show me just how I need to pray different than what I thought that I needed. Each and every one of us, God stands ready to communicate to us for us to get more and more and more familiar with that unspeakable gift that He's given unto us. That love of God that passes all understanding. Listen to this. In Ephesians, the second chapter, the 8th verse, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." You and I, isn't it wonderful to sit and know that we've experienced that wonderful gift of God? That we know what it is to know beyond a shadow of any doubt that your sin is being forgiven. To experience something so wonderful. And in this day and time, it's getting very rare. You look around and you see a lot of people, they talk about church. And they talk about being born again. But they don't understand what it is when you go talking about the Spirit. They don't understand what it is to experience something that can be felt. It's all, they just think faith. You believe and hope that everything will be alright, and when you die, then you'll find out. Well, you know, I thank God we can know that we've passed from death unto life. We can know if we're in the center of God's will because of that communication between us through the Holy Spirit with God. And Christ, He said, "I go to the Father and pray that He sends you another Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost." You and I today, isn't it wonderful, once we're right with God, that prayer that Christ prayed for me and for you is answered. We do have that Comforter. It might be that the whole world is saying there's no hope for you. But you can get on your knees and have perfect peace, knowing that it's all right between you and God. Knowing that you've been forgiven because that Comforter is there to supply your spiritual needs. And there have been many of a time that I've had just me and the Holy Spirit to have a good time by ourselves. Why? Because I needed it. And God knew that I needed it. And He said, I'll supply your needs. And you and I, it makes no difference. You know, I've faced things in my life to where that if it had been just within me, I know what would have happened. But God gives me the comfort, the quietness, to endure what the devil was throwing at me and still maintain my integrity with God and with man. And you and I today, the devil knows what button to push to get us right on the head. God knows what to give us to get us just everything going right again. To get that peace and that comfort within our heart to see us through. You know, each one of us, when we come face to face with the things of this life that the devil just thinks that he's going to just totally tear us down and get us, when we come to that point, we can know beyond a shadow of a doubt, we put our faith and trust in God, we can know that God's still got the answer for us, that God's able to deliver. You know, each one of us, we can look around in this life and we can see time and time and time again when God heard and answered prayers for us that, I don't know what word you'd use, but made such a difference that we was positive it was God and nothing else. And, you know, a lot of times I've had the devil literally to try and convince me that God wouldn't answer my prayer or God wouldn't hear or God wasn't hearing. And just about the time that you think, I can't go any farther, you find out God's right there. But, you know, reading the book of Job, I'll have to say, if I'd been tried in Job, I'd have thought I'd reached my end a long time before what he went through. But Job was still holding on and putting his faith and trust in God. Though the skin worms devour this body of mine, I'm still going to see him. You and I today, that's a promise from God. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end. And if we've got faith to believe, we can be positive that God will do exactly what He said. And we might not get a prayer answered at the time that we think it should be. But I have never in my life found the time when I really needed a prayer answered that God was late. I would have liked to have prayers answered sometime sooner, but I'll have to say God never was too late. And a lot of times, me and you, the reason He don't answer the way we want Him to, He wants us to learn to wait upon Him. He wants us to learn to have faith and believe. You know, you take a kid, if you give it everything it wants every time it asks for it, what do you end up with? A spoiled brat, isn't it? Well, you know, there's a lot of people in life think that God just sort of spoils us. What God has done for us, we should be looked upon as being spoiled because He's given us so much. It's the things that we want in life that we don't need is how we want Him to spoil us. But the things that God really did for us, nobody else could do. Nobody else could give us. So because of that, we should be thankful and praise God each and every day of our life. Even when things are going wrong, still lift your voice and praise God. because you've got a lot to be thankful for. You know, I was watching a thing on the Second World War, and oh, how angry I got when I seen this. This big general, they sent him, and I forget how many hundred thousands of troops to go and go into Italy, and wanted him to take this high ground when he got in. He landed on the beach and just kept piling stuff on the beach, did not know all of the beach for 9 days. He wanted to know he had everything there before he started. Well, the Germans by that time had done learned that he was there, and they come and took the high ground. And for, I forget how long it took them then to fight to get that back. And they was there. They went on the beach. The Germans wasn't expecting them to be there. They would call off guard. If he'd went in and took, he could have saved literally thousands and thousands of lives. But he didn't. He waited till he was satisfied instead of doing what his commanders had told him to do. Me and you, a lot of times, I'm afraid that's sort of what we do. We wait till we feel like we can accomplish what God's asking of us. God wants us to move on His time. And if we do, He's got everything prepared out there ahead of us. He's done made the best plan. If we hesitate, we can cause ourselves a whole lot of heartache and trouble. And each and every one of us, let's just think of all the wonderful gifts that God gave to us, and how much more above that that He gives us each and every day. Just because we are a Christian, what God does for us. You know, truly, God hears and answers our prayer. But, you know, if God just acknowledged us and let us know that He was there and did nothing more for us other than forgive us of our sin, we would still have a debt that we couldn't pay for. But, you know, if He was keeping a record like that, if He took that even off of the book of forgiving me of sin and counted it nothing, all that He's done for me since then, there's no way I could pay for it. But the biggest thing He's done was right there at the beginning when He forgave me of my sin. If it ever worked out till I got that paid, if it was possible, I got that paid, the debt has grown so much bigger since then, I'd be beyond hope of ever paying out. That's why it's called a gift. You and I could never obtain it any other way than it's a gift from God. Why not let the world know that we're a child of the King? Let them know that we have been redeemed, and that what we have obtained through the mercies of God and through His Son, they also can obtain. And each and every one of us, you know, somebody prayed for us. Somebody helped Christ up that we could see it. Somebody paid the price. That song Carol was singing, somebody stood in the gap. Somebody took the persecution. Somebody took the hard knocks for being a Christian, that you might have a path lit in front of you to Calvary. And if you don't stand up, who's going to do it? If you're not the witness to show somebody else that way. You know, you don't have to be a great big beacon, some outstandingly bright light. You take these little solar lamps, they can light a path to where you're not stumbling in the dark. You and I, if we'll be what God wants to be, He'll give us the energy to shine the light where we are, to where the people can see. just exactly what God's requiring of them. I thank God that He still hears, He still answers prayers, and He still forgives. And that gift of God is still being offered if we want it. While we sing verses on song, will you come? If there's something in your life that you need to pray about, will you come? God is still merciful and still forgiving. He's just waiting on men to ask. He said, I come and stand at the door and knock, if any man will open unto me. We must open the door if we want to be forgiven. Are we saying, will you come?